Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette. Special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Century Hosting, Expander Digital, and GoWP. WP Coffee Talk is a proud supporter of Big Orange Heart, whose mission is to support and promote positive well-being and mental health within remote working communities. Please consider a donation to Big Orange Heart to continue to support this great mission. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Today is a bright and sunny and snowy morning in Rochester, New York, but I don't think it's the same thing for my guest today. I know, for example, it's evening, and I'm going to guess it's a lot warmer and it's not snowing where you are. Is that correct, Ajit?
Yes.
My guest today is Ajit Bora. And how are you doing today?
Good. Enjoying good. The weekends.
Weekends are always wonderful. I love weekends too. It's a good thing. And you're wearing my favorite shirt because your shirt matches my wall. Perfect. I love it. That's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Ajit Bora. I'm from India, from the Thane city. Currently for bread and butter, and even as a passion, I love creating things, be it WordPress or any other technological things. So that's what I do, mixing my passion and, you know, business. That's one thing. Apart from this, when not into technical things or writing code, I like to, you know, ride on bicycle, going out for a run. So that's what I do.
Perfect. And you have your mug. Let me see your mug today. Tell us about your mug.
So this is my... Yeah, it's a minimal mug, and there is a story behind this. So I guess it's been around one and a half year. I'm just keeping this mug safe. So my business partner and also my schoolmate Praveen, he gifted me this mug. So every time he goes out on any trip or somewhere, he's like, I have to get one cup for Ajit. So he bought this from Australia, and he knows that I'm a hardcore addict for green tea. Like almost 10 to 12 cups I have in a day. My mug is empty. I need something. So this is the biggest mug that right now I have. It almost holds 500 ml of green tea for me, which is enough for around 30 minutes.
That's wonderful. Well, I have a brand new mug that's never been on the show before. It's coming up on Christmas, and I joined a little group of women who are doing what's called Secret Santa. So we send each other gifts. We don't know who it came from. And mine came in the mail yesterday. And anybody who knows me knows that I like Wonder Woman. So this mug shows the progression of the early Wonder Woman until the more modern Wonder Woman.
I love the size of the mug.
and that's the best part, is it holds so much coffee. And it's still morning here, so I'm drinking my breakfast blend coffee with lots of cream and sugar. So I'll be drinking this while we're talking today. It's very full. I just made it, so I'm trying to not spill it on my keyboard.
I also have the same habit, like putting it full to the top.
I see that. That's great. That's wonderful. Oh, so I have to ask, where did you get your Give t-shirt? And I think I probably know from who, but why don't you tell me?
So I got it, I guess, around WordCamp Ahmedabad. So Devin has been quite active, you know, a couple of years back. He was active. Ahmedabad, Udaipur, we met him at a couple of WordCamps, WordCamp Nashik also. So probably some of the one place I got the t-shirt. And one thing that I want to, I desperately want, is the Give mug. Like I love that mug. And I even told Ravinder also, and also the Devin. Devin was like, you have to win the mug. I was, no, I want that mug. I don't want to win it, but I want that mug. I love the black and the green logo on top of it.
I don't know if I have any extra, but if I find an extra one, I'll make sure I send it your way.
That will be very good, because I want that from last 1.5 years, more than that.
Okay.
WordCamp Ahmedabad, yes. I guess people got that mug in some kind of contest in WordCamp Ahmedabad.
There you go. I don't think we have any more of them, but if I have an extra one here in the office, I'll send it to you. Hey, have to for somebody who's such a big fan, right? That's great. So tell me, how did you get started with WordPress?
That's quite an interesting story, because first of all, I'm not even someone who was into tech. So I started my schooling, and then I was into more of an accountant doing an e-commerce stream. So then I started working on .NET technologies, C#, Java, so a whole lot of things I did. And I don't know how I stumbled upon WordPress. Like, I was experimenting a lot with Joomla, .NET, kind of, you know, a curious case, like always hungry for something, you know, what is new, what is there something else in market that is good? So one day I landed upon WordPress and I saw WordPress plugins and everything. It was like 1.x when I started using the WordPress or the time when I got introduced to WordPress. And that was the time. And there was no turning back. One thing that I liked a lot about WordPress was the tagline that code is poetry. And literally when you start tinkering around the code, it feels like that, you know, writing a code poetry. So that struck me. Like, it's easy, it's powerful, it's flexible. And that's the day, like, it's been around 10 to 12 years working with the WordPress now.
I was going to say, almost quit. If you were using it at one point something, you were an early adopter for sure. So you mentioned .NET Nuke. I have one experience where I inherited a website, and that's when I said I will never work in anything but WordPress ever again. It was horrible. It was like, it gave me nightmares. It was a terrible, terrible experience.
I can feel that, because we have been working with lately, we have decided that it's only WordPress or we are not working. So we have been working with Drupal, Joomla, lots of other CMSs, but now it's time to say that now this is our commitment. We are committed. We are not looking elsewhere.
So, I feel that.
Even if client says that I want to use this hosted solution XYZ, I'm like, be happy with that. We are not doing it.
Yeah, you're not a good fit for our company if you won't agree to WordPress. Exactly. So when you look at all kinds of different websites and you're building websites and things like this, what do you think is something that we as designers, developers, you know, people who are creating, what are we not focusing enough attention on that would make websites stronger and better for a user experience?
So I guess we are not focusing on what your client wants and what the end user wants. So this client is talking about, like, this is what I have in mind. And as a development designer, they are on a different track. They are not aligning with the client. So I guess the percentage is very small. When we say client and the designer, developer, or the person who is making the website are on the same page. One is in the east, one is in the west, and they're delivering something is like different. And end user is like, okay, what I'm saying. It's always a different story. Because we are just on a fast track. We have to build something. We're not focusing on what actually is needed.
And it's nice to have a site that looks good, but looking good does not necessarily convert to sales. And that's where it's important. Yeah. Absolutely. And I always would sit down with my, when I used to freelance, you know, I would sit down with my customer and talk about what they wanted in a website. And then my favorite thing was to say, well, who is your target audience? And they say, everyone. And I say, it's true that everyone can purchase your services, but who is most likely to purchase your services? And that's how we would start to build a site. So I agree with that 100%.
No, but the brutal, honest, you know, truth is the TG is client himself. He's the one who's like, okay, I'm going to visit this website. They are thinking from that perspective, like how I'm going to browse the website. At the end of the day, client is not going to browse the website. End user is going to do
that. That's right. What will motivate somebody to actually make that purchase, right? Exactly. What is something that you wish you had known? I mean, you've been part of WordPress for a very long time, so this is maybe a more difficult question for you to answer. But what's something that you wish in your WordPress journey you'd learned earlier on that might have made things a little bit easier?
So I guess the biggest, that I think I had made a mistake or I have been late to the party, you can say that, was getting involved with the local community. So I'd say I have been part of WordPress. I have been using WordPress for 11 years or 12 years, but it's been only last 3 years I have been acting with the community and, you know, going to the WordCamps and all. And probably the growth that I have seen in myself personally or professionally in the last 3 years is almost phenomenal. Like, if I compare it to the 12 years, like last 3 years, I have been on fast track. So I will say that, you know, not knowing about the community, not getting involved in the community was something, if I would have known, I would have been earlier.
I think that's true for a lot of us. You know, I went to my first meetup and I was the only woman in the room. And they were talking about DigitalOcean. They were talking about using Firebug. Remember from Firefox used to have Firebug? They were talking about inspecting elements and CSS. And I had literally just started building websites and I was learning themes and plugins. And And I was sitting there thinking, I am in the wrong place. And it took me over a year to go back because I was so discouraged. So I think as a community, it's wonderful to discover the community earlier, but as a community, we also have to remember everybody's not a developer and we need to be more open and inviting so that people like me don't say, oh, I'm never going back. So yes, the community is a wonderful place for sure. When you think of the different camps and the different meetups or WordPress events that you've been to, is there a moment that maybe was a pivotal or inspiring moment for you? Maybe you met somebody or you saw a talk or you gave a talk or something that just really inspired you?
So I guess every meetup, every WordCamp, like I go with the mindset that I don't have any agendas. I'm not here for the business. I'm like, I will go open mind, like how we go to the school or college. I just enter the room, be it delivering a talk or listening to someone. I'm like all over the place. I'm communicating with people. And every time I have got something back, like even if it's a meetup, like it's connecting to people who have like a lot of energy. So there is one person who comes to the local meetup. His name is Hitesh Brahmat. So this guy is so dedicated to his craft and he's always passionate to learn. Even he's elder to me, man. Like you're still learning. Like you give me that motivation and spark. Probably if I talk about Pivotal, so WordCamp Udaipur, where I went for the first time almost 2 years back. So this was the third time. So I saw all these young folks, like, you know, they are doing so good work. Like they were contributing and everything. They were talking about it, like how they are doing. So meeting the entire team of IdeaBox, be it meeting Nidhi Jain or be it meeting Monica Rao. The kind of energy that they have around them is like normal. Like when I came back, I was like, yes. It is so much is happening around and they are like inspiring and motivating. And then I started working on it.
Mm-hmm. I love Nidhi Jain. She is just, if you could say that there's sunshine in a person, it's Nidhi. So positive.
I have given her a pet name, Nuclear Reactor.
Oh, I love that.
So even on my phone, her number is saved as Chota Nuclear Reactor, which means Small Nuclear Reactor.
I love that. I'm going to have to ask her about that. She and I talk on Twitter all the time. So that's wonderful. I like that. That's very, very good. So tell a little bit about what you do with WordPress. So are you an agency? Are you freelancing? I have to admit, I didn't have time this morning to look you up. So tell us a little bit about what you do, how you get clients, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So initially I started as a freelancer when I was working in an agency, which was I was a .NET developer there. And just because I wanted to work on PHP, not on the .NET, I was working on WordPress. And slowly I started working on it. And then, you know, my school friend came to also join. He was a mechanical engineer, but he was more interested in designing and everything. So we started our small, you know, agency. And then from there, we started to work. So right now, we are helping small to mid businesses get their web presence up and running and also help them with the retainer services. And also we have been working with a couple of theme and plugin houses, helping them deliver their product. So we are more into services. We create websites, we create plugins. And also we do all our internal tooling with the WordPress. Like recently we wanted a small, very basic invoicing system. And my partner was like, I want something minimal. Account was like, I want data like this. I was like, let's create our own stuff. So we created a small invoicing system. We get all our invoices created at like one click. Input all the details in the WP admin and you get the PDF out there. So
You should make that open source and share it with the rest of us.
Yeah, so that's the plan. We are currently wrapping up a few bugs and all. So probably whatever we are doing, so 2020 is like pushing out more OSS stuff. So after getting into the WordCamp, we started thinking from the perspective of like how beautiful work everybody around us is doing and they are working on the open source project. So 17, 18, we started throwing out stuff on the GitHub. We had few open source projects also. And 2020, we have almost three plugins lined up, which we have extracted from our own process or from our client work. Even some of our clients are also very good. When we brainstorm and say that, no, this is something which can help others, they're like, you are free to open source it. So yeah, 2020, we are open sourcing the invoicing app also. And another tool that we have built for scaffolding our tool, internal projects. So a lot of stuff is going to be open source in 2020.
That's wonderful. I can't wait to see the great success that comes with all of the work that you're doing. That's great. So do you have a specific kind of client that you work with? Small business, big business, any particular, you know, category?
Yeah, so recently, like it's been around 1 year, like we have profiled our clients, like we want to work with certain kind of clients. So only the main criteria is that we want folks who are serious about their businesses and they want a digital presence and they understand that this is important, not just for the sake of doing it. Like client comes to us and they come with the thought process, it's a process. We have to use the theme and plugin, then we are like, okay, thank you, sorry, cannot venture into it. Like one, you don't value our work. Second, you don't value your business also because you just want something. You don't want something that works for you. So that's the thing. Small, mid, big, we don't have preference there. Only preference is we want to work with people who actually want us to work for them.
That's wonderful. I always was sad when I was freelancing. It would make me sad when a business closed so that website that I worked so hard for wasn't there anymore. But what really was difficult was when they would say to me, we've had the website for a year and we're not making any sales. Well, I built a website for you. I can't do your marketing for you as well, right? So it's not like you build a website, suddenly everything goes amazing for you. So there's more involved in it. And so knowing that your customers really want to work hard for their own business, that makes a good partnership with a web designer and a web design firm. Yeah. For sure. Absolutely. How do you find your customers? Are you working mostly in India? Do you have customers all over?
So we have customers all over. And I don't know if we have been fortunate or lucky, but we never marketed ourselves, be it on personal branding. Like people put a lot of effort in personal branding also, like doing a certain kind of work in a certain way. So even I don't do that also. I believe no marketing is the good marketing. So in so many years, we have always got the work. Be it word of mouth. So like initially we had one business website and we had our own pet project called Indian Music Revolution. It was an underground portal for underground music. So from there everything, you know, started. Like so now from word of mouth, people are giving our referrals. So this is how we are getting business. And also sometimes when we make open source stuff, people keep on using that, and via that also we get the business. So we don't have any hardcore marketing approach right now.
That's the sign of a really good business, when you don't have to do marketing and the business keeps coming, because that means you're doing good work. If people are sharing your work, and that what we call viral marketing or word of mouth marketing, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing for sure. If you had to say there was one thing that you would credit to your success as a business, what would you say that would probably be?
Probably we have always believed in, you know, keeping that human side to whatever you do. So even my business partner told me one thing. So like my dad and my business, these are the two guys, they gave me lots of wisdom, like this is what you should do, what you should not do, and always listen to them. So my business partner always told me that always do good, be good, everything good will follow. So whenever we deal with a client or be it WordCamp, going to meetup, we always try to keep that human side. We, end of the day, we are human. So we keep that approach, and that has always helped us. We giving quotations to client or getting requirements from them. We try to understand what is the problem rather than anticipating or, you know, assuming that this can be the thing. We get, we say that, okay, this is the problem. We understand. We'll try to help you with that.
That's wonderful. Let me start asking you some of what I call my, I still have sleep in my eyes. Okay. Let me ask you my rapid fire questions. I'm interested to see, I'm always interested from a developer standpoint or a designer standpoint, somebody who's actually building websites. Some of these answers are very interesting. And I think they're also helpful to people who are starting building websites too. So if you were to recommend to somebody building a website about how to do it, what are two or three plugins that you would say they really must have on their website?
So if you are building an e-commerce website, you should have a WooCommerce, and probably Yoast SEO is something that you can use if you want some SEO features. So we have been fan of using very least possible plugins. So these are the two that always we use that comes to our mind. One is the SEO related plugin, and another is the e-commerce if you're using e-commerce. Rest, we always try to avoid plugins. And yeah, definitely if there is a donation or something NGO website, then Giv is always our go-to option.
I'm glad you added that. What do you use for forms? Is that something you design in-house or do you use a plugin for forms?
So forms, we kind of don't use plugins, a lot of plugins. If there is one or two form, we just handcrafted and use it. If there is a very complex scenario, then a lot of our clients rely more on gravity forms.
Yeah. I hear a lot of people, yeah, I like gravity forms too, especially like you said, for the complex forms, for multi-page forms, things like that, yeah. For sure. At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was official mentor or somebody that kind of either helped you along or somebody that you really have looked up to as far as following their footsteps?
So initially when I started learning everything, so where I live, there are very less people in the tech. Everybody's doing different and so on. And it has been only like last 3 years I have started following the community. So it was all self-learning. But yes, after getting into the community, I have been looking up to so many folks and they have been kind of inspiring me. And they have been helping me do a lot of stuff. So probably I can say that I have learned a lot from Emma the Wise. I have been following his work for quite some time. So seeing his work, I was like, okay, you should do open source. You can get into open source also. So you can say that following his footprint, I have learned a lot. And also I have been a fan like how he automates all his stuff. So that is something that I have picked from his workflow. He always believes in automation. So I was like, okay, this is something I can personally use for myself and you know for automating processes in the business also.
That's great. Who is somebody besides him, who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
So recently, like I have been active in the Gutenberg community for the Gutenberg book. I also try to contribute back to them. So I love the entire team, be it Riot, be it Andrew, be it Greg. So they have been very good in helping me. So they were not officially mentoring me, but I would say that in my journey of learning new WordPress, that is a block-based editor, or contributing to the Gutenberg, or learning the React and everything, these guys have kind of helped me and gave me a push ahead. So they have been down to the earth. Like, I never felt like, they are trying to be like over the top, like, we are automaticians or we are doing this. They have been always like a friend guiding me and kind of telling me how to do things. So I always look up to them, like the way they treat people, the way they tell how to do things, the way they guide them. So these three folks are there. I look up to them. That's so wonderful. Even I went to WordCamp Europe 2018 so that I can meet the Gutenberg team. And it was like quite a fanboy moment for me to be there. So ironically, I didn't went for Matt's talk and I didn't went and click photo with Matt, but I was with these guys and I was so happy.
That's great. I love it. What's something that you'd still like to learn in WordPress, but you haven't learned yet?
I guess WordPress, nobody can learn it 100%. Every single day, I'm like, okay, this is something that WordPress do, probably since 12 years, what I was doing. So there is always aha moment. Okay, WordPress can do that also. So that's from the software point. That is something that I'm still learning, like how to understand all the internals of the WordPress also. Like I don't know it 100%. And also at the community front, I'm trying to learn how to get more and more involved in the community. Mm-hmm. Not being getting deep into the community, but even outside the community, how you can help. Like people think that you have to be at the WordCamps, you also have to be at the meetups to grow the community. But I believe this is something that you show that I am doing. But there is a lot behind the scene that you can do. So I'm learning how to be behind the scene and help things push. Not running behind the badges, not running behind the badges, not running behind the fame that okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing it. But behind the scene, that is a lot you can do. And probably I haven't been doing that since any year, helping young folks get into the community, help them get on board with the WordPress, like how you can learn, how it's beneficial for you, how you can use it as a career.
I love
that. I'm still learning.
It's wonderful. And it is good to always be learning all those things. One of the things I love to do is go on Reddit. And there's so many WordPress subreddits and so many people ask questions and some of them, I have no idea how to help them because it's really deep developer, it's PHP and I'm not a developer. So many people, it's a simple solution and I'm able to help them. And I think even those kinds of things where you're anonymous really do help to further the community. So yes. Being behind the scenes like that and not, like you said, not doing it for the glory, not doing it to be on stage or any of those things. It's a wonderful way to just be able to help the community for sure. And when you said about learning new things, I don't know if you saw my tweet recently, but I've been using Gutenberg for a while, but you don't know everything Gutenberg does until you need it.
Yes. It was on reusable blogs. I saw it a couple of hours back.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God, how come nobody told me you could do this? So now I'm like obsessed with making my own blocks. It's wonderful. So much fun. So there is always something you can learn. And you say the aha moments. That was my aha moment this week, was reusable blocks. What is the biggest mistake that you've ever made with WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
The biggest mistake that I made initially was not understanding that WordPress is a framework. You don't have to always use themes and plugins. You can also handcraft and make things which are good from the performance perspective also. So that was my mistake, not learning WordPress deeply, like how we have now learned JavaScript deeply. But once I realized that, okay, this is something, then I started getting deep into the roots of WordPress.
That's great. It's true, too. There's so many things you can learn. So learning WordPress deeply, I think you should start a hashtag. I think that's really good. And maybe learn Gutenberg deeply for me. That would be good. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
I guess my proudest moment was being the part of the phase one of the Gutenberg. And I loved it when Riot gave me the shout out on the Twitter that another some of the folk who has been helping with these stuff. So that was a proud moment for me. I felt like I did something. I tried to give back to the community. I tried to give back to the software. Like I was 12 years, I was sitting and doing nothing, just, getting my bread and butter on top of WordPress and always being like a leeching on it.
That's great. I agree. Those kinds of little moments where you get that little recognition and you're able to contribute, they just make your heart happy.
Yeah.
For sure. If you weren't working in WordPress and web technologies and internet and anything that's associated with that, what's a different career that you might like to try?
I guess I would have been a good chef. Like I love cooking food, making my own recipes. Like even this tea is a kind of a weird recipe. It's not green tea. It's green tea with a mix of a pinch of cinnamon, pinch of analysates, and a pinch of red tea. So it gives me a good blend, good flavor of it.
Okay. Well, if I ever come to India, you'll have to cook for me because that sounds
sure.
good.
Sure.
I recently made my first Indian dish. I made chicken makhani. And I was very impressed with how well I followed the recipe and how good it tasted when I was done. So I'm learning. what's something on your bucket list? You know, bucket list?
Yeah, so I have quite many things. So I have slowly started, getting off it. So one has been getting on stage and doing the stand-up sets. So that has been on my list lately. So I have been trying to do that. Also, on my bucket list, I have this doing a WordPress special stand-ups, talking about things that people don't talk. Or probably they don't want to talk, or they want to be just in the good books of everyone and not see the truth. So that is something on my bucket list. And I kind of write small pieces around my daily experiences. So I have started putting out on Twitter and everywhere, like whatever comes into my mind. Mm-hmm. So those two has been on my bucket list, and I'm trying to pursue it more in the coming 2020.
You should start your own YouTube channel and share all of those thoughts with us.
Yeah, so that's another long due pending. A lot of folks has been telling me that why don't you get on Twitter and kind of create videos.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would watch. For sure. Tell us or show us one of your hidden talents, something that you do that the WordPress community might not know that you could do.
I guess people know like what I do. Like nothing is hidden, be it my, site, or be it my writing. People have experienced it on different occasions, being a green tea addict, or being addicted to fitness also, like cooking food or riding a bicycle or going marathons. Like there is a lot of stuff that I do and kind of people are aware about it.
Yeah.
So I try to blend everything and bring it up on the stage or when I'm communicating with people, so they kind of know.
See, you should have a YouTube channel. This is all brilliant stuff. We would watch. We would watch your bucket list come to life.
Sure.
Tell us how we find your company online and on Twitter, how we find you on Twitter. Give us some information.
Yeah, so the company website is lubuslubus.in. And on Twitter, you can, our Twitter handle is lubusin@lubusin. With the same name, we are on Facebook and also on Instagram.
And your personal Twitter?
My personal Twitter is Ajit Bohra, and it's same across all the platforms.
Perfect.
Be it my website, be it Instagram, be it Twitter.
Awesome. I'm going to have to start following you on Instagram now too.
You will find lots of photos around cycling, cooking.
See, that's perfect. That's what I need. If you follow mine, you'll find lots of pictures of my cats. And that's probably about it. So is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Probably 2020, I just want to get out with the YouTube channel. And there's a lot of stuff that I want to share. And I feel meetups and world camps or conferences, you know, there is a limited scope where you cannot get out all the stuff. They are always often like, you know, you can only talk about certain topics. So I want to get out with topics like talking about mental health. Like recently, I've been advocating a lot. It's been one and a half years. Also, a lot of folks come to me when they come to know that, you know, this is something I'm comfortable about talking. Like, if you talk about mental health to some people, they will not listen to you. Probably they think they are going to get the negativity. I'm like, you don't get that negativity so easily. So I want to get out the YouTube channel, talk about mental health, talk about general things. Like, we talk too much about technical stuff. As a developer, there is a human side we never talk about. Like, developers have this, you know, how to keep on learning everything, what to do. If you're working somewhere and you're not able to catch up. So I have all kind of experiences. And often I get called from, you know, young developers, and they are like, I'm facing this problem, how I can tackle this. So I'm going to talk about those stuff on my YouTube channel. Like, if you're working somewhere, you definitely will get the developer anxiety, you're not able to cope up. But how to solve that? How to make that hurdle out? How to manage project success? That's what I want to do about the general stuff around development.
That's great. Well, I can't wait to see where you take it all and how much you're able to continue to contribute. I think you're a rising star, and there's a lot more that we're going to see coming from you. So thank you so much for taking time out of your evening to be with me today and to share with the WordPress community. I appreciate you being here.
It was nice. Nice talking to you.
Good. Thank you. And we'll see everybody else another time on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk.
Yeah.
Bye.